Six pack of creases, first mission. And maybe Oshem Tol v'noidlo shaloichoto. Oshem Tol is made because you're in doubt if you did that veir. What happens if after you brought it, or while you were bringing it, you found out that you did not do that veir? So imat shaloi nishrat yetzir ve'eder. Rabbi Meir says, if he found it before it shafted, so it came out the whole hektish was a tois. So it's like any other cow or sheep or whatever it is. Chacham say that since it was made in hektish, at the time it made hektish, there was a need for that hektish. Even though right now there's no need for it anymore, you have to be poided, so you have to let it get a mum, and then you're poided. Yeah, he says, because he's concerned at the time of the hektish, he was makdish it even on the tzad that he won't leave. Rabbi Lezer says he could bring it as a korban. Why? Because at the time he was makdish it, his mind was, if it's going to go for this chet, then there's all kinds of sfeikas a person could have. He holds it that you don't have to have a clear cut suffix. As long as you're in doubt, if you didn't have it, it's good enough a reason to bring the korban. If it was already shechted and then he found out, but he didn't sprinkle the dam yet, so it's before the kapara, and he doesn't need the kapara because he found out he didn't do the veira. Such a case, the dam is shofach, he spilled out the blood, the basi yetzi the base has reifa, the meat has to be burned, kulakuliyama, because once it was shechted, it's like chulin shenishu du ba'azorah. And it's not a chulin shenishu ba'azorah, it's a korban that's posel, and therefore it has to be burnt. Nizr Kadam, if he found that he didn't do that veira after he already did his Rikas Adam, so he already got the kapara for the suffix. And Mela, it was a kosher, a korban, and a basi yochel, he could even eat the meat of the korban, the kohanim could eat the meat of the korban. Abisa Imer, afilu dam, bekoisi zorek, vabosa yochel. He says that once you already received the blood and you're about to sprinkle it, kola oimed, li zorek, el zorek, domi. It's good enough. And therefore, it's considered that it's a kosher korban. We let him sprinkle the blood and eat the meat. And Shalom al Yisrael.